broadcasting from the most confused, dumbed down, and manipulated nation on the face of the planet with all the news they hope you never hear. This is the Power Hour! Okay, here we go, folks. Hour number three of today's daily exercise and thinking outside of the cage is now in session. Begging America to take off the blinders. Understand that you've been lied to and manipulated. We like to think of this program as a daily exercise in passing out brain brushes so you could stick them in your ears, scrub vigorously, and remove years of built-up propaganda. This is what you call a real no-spin zone, folks. What is it? Somebody sent us a T-shirt design with a picture of Bill O'Reilly. It says, "We distort, you comply." Yeah. Unbelievable. This is Dave Von Kleist.
And Joyce Riley says, Bill O'Reilly. That's what I like about it. Anyway, welcome back to Power Hour. We've been having a very powerful hour with our guest today, A.C. Griffith. Now, the initials, again, if you want to go to the Internet, check it out yourself. If you want to do some research, it's VTRPE. The article will be up at the Power Hour News section. Thank you, Wanda, for getting that up there. We've been talking about the purpose of aerosol crimes. I have more respect than you can imagine, A.C. Griffith, for your work, your research, and for your coming forward. This is something that we need to inspire other people to do, and we do appreciate the articles in the brown manila envelopes, the documents in the brown vanilla envelopes that come to the Power Hour, so we can bring to you what we know to be the most truthful of any information out there. And I just have to add, what can we do, sir? What is there out there to overcome this, to defeat this, to expose this? Do you believe that a military coup is going to be the answer, sir?
First, let me answer a question you asked me some minutes ago. To oversimplify, for the sake of understanding the general category, a scalar wave, a scalar weapon, produces something that you can perceive like a gravitational wave. It's not an RF wave, it's a gravitational wave, if anything, for the sake of understanding. There's nothing that we can do to prevent this from occurring. Israel has protected us for several years. God bless Israel. They have put their existence on the line with their weapon systems, and there are quite a few stories that will make your hair curl. As we make it through each day, we should give thanks to God that we've made it another day. There are no guarantees. Most of the conversation I hear on the Internet and on the radio is foolishness. What I've told you is true. If you've noticed, I'm not selling anything. Mm-hmm. In fact, I didn't want to do this for years and years, and here I am because it's time. It's time to speak out. It's time to be doing things. And through Joyce's patience and tolerance of me, here I am today. Everything I've said to you is true. I have not distorted or lied about anything that we've discussed here. The mysterious booms, it can bring cities down. They can bring our cities down anytime they want to. Of course, they will be taken out also, and that's the only deterrent. That's the only deterrent. The missile systems, the missile protection systems are not as they have been presented to you. They are Tesla domes over cities, over territories. It is part of this scalar systems that afford protection from incoming missiles. It is not shooting a missile up. God only knows where all the money went to that was put into making the American people believe we were building missiles to go up and shoot down enemy missiles.
Wow, this is most enlightening.
We believe that Francis Gary Powers back in the early 60s was taken down by a variation of these systems out of Russia, by the way.
Wow. A.C. Griffith, we thank you very much. I'd love to have you come back on the program, if you will, and take questions from the listeners, because we didn't have a chance to do that. A.C. Griffith, we salute you. Thank you for coming on the Power Hour today.
Thank you, George.
Wow.
Incredible.
We're going to change to Himalayan salt. Everything has frequencies. And did you know that salt has frequencies for the good? Did you know that there is something inside salt that can be absolutely, unbelievably satisfying to your body? We're going to talk to our guest in this next hour on the subject of Himalayan salt. It's more interesting than you can imagine. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests. help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lajos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tall tails and a long nose taught Pinocchio to let his conscience be his guide. But when I come back, I'll tell you who keeps cars on the straight and narrow.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details.
Buy your Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil at Advance, Napa, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Pep Boys.
Your car's no Pinocchio, but it does have a conscience. All new cars now come with a moral compass called the OBD2 computer. This onboard diagnostic system monitors functions from engine performance to anti-lock brakes. When something goes wrong, the system illuminates the check engine light faster than you can say Jiminy Cricket. And I'm not pulling your string. Yellow means get help soon, but red means pull over now. Just as Blue Fairy made Pinocchio a real boy, your car's real problems are picked up by OBD2 and brought to life by the tools of your technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave on Kleiss.
And Joyce Riley.
And we all know knowledge is power, and of course, that's why we call this the Power Hour.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station or the good folks at Morton.
Aw.
Cheap shot.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Welcome to hour number three of today's Monday installment of the Power Hour. And again, we want to thank all the newbies out there, the new listeners, new Power Team members. And whenever you can, email us. Let us know how you're listening and what you think of the program. And you can email us at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com.
We're going to be talking to Darlene Cormier today. And the reason is she is an expert, one of the I think best experts on the subject of Himalayan salt. We're going to be talking to her because she has the knowledge that I think you need to be aware of. If you have never heard of Himalayan salt or you haven't been using it, you need to hear what Darlene has to say. She has been such a promoter of Himalayan salt, and if she just believes in it, then that's the reason she's here today. And I want to remind you that there is a 20% off special across the board at the Power Hour today, but that's for Monday and Tuesday only. We want you to take advantage of anything you want to get. Now, there's a couple of exclusions on some essential oil issues and some other things, the PDRs. But other than that, pretty much all the products are 20% off at the Power Hour. They'll let you know. And that's only for in-stock items. So once they're gone, they're gone. So take advantage of this today and tomorrow, 877-817-9829. And for the first 20 people, and we do this all the time, for the first 20 people that order $100 or more from the Power Hour, they're going to get the book Water and Salt, The Essence of Life, free. Now, this is a $30 value in and of itself. It is a beautiful book, all color plates in it about salt. It is an amazing 300 or 250-page book on salt. If you haven't seen it, it's by medical doctor Barbara Hendel, and it is an amazing book. Anyway, I want to go to Darlene Cormier today and say thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today, Darlene.
Oh, Joyce, it's my pleasure.
You are the best in talking about salt. I don't know if it's because you believe in it so much or you were helped by it, but you are just excellent, and I do thank you for all your incredible knowledge. First of all, what is Himalayan salt?
This is salt from the primal ocean, and as the primal ocean started to dry up and the early land masses, which were the Himalayan mountains, pushed up, the salt dried. It ended up about 500 feet under the mountains, and over eons and the weight of the mountain, it compressed into a crystallized salt. In the same process that coal gets pressed into diamonds, so this is our diamond crystals of salt.
Yes, and it's beautiful. It comes out as a pink avocado color almost out of the ground, and it's put into several different applications, such as the use of salt, table salt, ground salt, or something called salt soleil that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, or actually into salt lamps. Explain the salt lamps.
The salt lamps are hand-picked by local people in Pakistan that their families have been doing this for eons, and they know the right type to pick for the lamps or for the consumption salt. When a light bulb is put into the lamps, it heats the salt crystal, and with the warm salt crystal, it actually produces negative ions. Negative ions are not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. When you think of the electromagnetic fields in our homes and around the power lines, those are positive ions, and our bodies don't react too well to them. Negative ions help to offset this, and just some of the benefits people find when they use the lamp as a nightlight in the bedroom, they are more relaxed, they breathe better. We even have snoring reducing.
It is amazing. It is such a good feeling when you have a salt lamp on in the room. I don't know what it is about it, but it just is wonderful. I know my mom was saying this weekend she has two of them in her house, and she has the just a plain mini salt lamp, and then she has a round one. And she said she's just lost when the bulb blew out on it. She was just lost without it. You become so accustomed to it. It's not just gorgeous. It's not just beautiful. And Dave, like Dave says, the round sphere lamp sort of looks like the harvest moon. It is absolutely, and it's 100% salt. It's just all salt. You lick it, it's salt. But you're lost without it when you don't have it on, and it makes a big difference in your life. And you say the negative ions are a good thing. They overcome the positive ions, is that correct?
They help to neutralize. If you think, you know, putting positive and negative together mathematically, it becomes neutral. So it helps to neutralize the positive ions in our environment. And if you think of your house, wherever you've got plug-ins, like my office where I'm sitting right now, the computer, the speaker, it's not just one plug-in. You've got printers and telephone lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're also very good to put wherever you've got these clusters of plug-ins, your entertainment center. It's not just a television, but you've got the speakers again. And so wherever you've got the clusters of plug-ins are also very good places to use them. And I call it more balancing than relaxing, because on the other end of the scale, you know, sometimes you just you feel funky and you need a pick-me-up. The salt lamps actually bring you up, give you more energy too. So if you're hyper, it'll balance. If you're lethargic, it will also balance.
And it is even if you just use it because it's beautiful, these lamps are unlike anything you've ever seen before. And we have them at the Power Hour. They are much less in price than many of the lamps that you will see online. They're very expensive elsewhere. And I encourage you to go online and look at the salt lamps at thepowermall.com. Sue did some beautiful pictures of some salt lamps there, and you can see them. So the salt lamp is one thing. You have it in your house. You have one in every room. Many people do. Or you can actually get one that is a very inexpensive candle holder. And it's 4 or 5 pounds of salt that makes up this candle holder. But there's a lot of other things to do with salt. But why is it, though, that Himalayan salt is so good for us?
The when you think of the primal ocean, our bodies, we're saltwater creatures ourselves. If you tasted a teardrop, it's salty. Or, mm-hmm. you know, any of the bodily fluids are salty. And what we're doing by not taking today's salt, you know, doctors are warning you, don't eat salt. And by not taking salt, we're not replenishing our body. We're not replenishing the electrolytes in our body. And by using the Himalayan salt, the same 84 trace elements in your body is found in this salt. Many believe that life sprang, you know, from the primal ocean. It's not just the same 84 trace elements we have, but it's to our exact pH level as well. So salt is, in fact, very healthy to take, the proper salt. Your white, bleached, sparkly white, even if it's sea salt and it's white and sparkly, it's been chemically processed. Anything white and sparkly is not natural, and that it becomes just sodium chloride. Mm-hmm. That is poison to our body. But this salt contains, it has not been processed in any way. It's hand extracted, it's hand washed, stone ground, and this salt is as pure today as it was, you know, 250 million years ago, and it's the exact thing our body needs to replenish the electrolytes. I went on and on in that answer. Sorry.
No, but you know, there are a lot of us that believe that, you know, that God said when he created us, you're the salt of the earth, for a very good reason. Now, there's, in sodium chloride, there's only sodium and chloride, but in Himalayan salt, there are so many more items in it that our body really cries for.
The same, exact same 84 trace elements, for example, sometimes you'll see the lights in the pictures. They're a little bit more apricot or a dark, almost a redder color. You've got a little bit more copper and iron in those salt crystals. But the total composition of salt is still, it's about 99% sodium chloride. Sodium chloride on its own is what is poison. By adding the additional 1% with the 84 trace elements, you put it into a position where the body can absorb, the body can use sodium chloride. Without the 84 trace elements, your body is actually taking water from its cells and, you know, like almost dehydrating us to neutralize the sodium chloride on its own. And one of the scary things today, in fact, certain potato chips or salted junk food that you can get, it's not even salt they're using on it. They're using the two chemical elements independently, the sodium and the chloride, you know, kind of whacking them together, and it produces a salty taste.
Yes. And, you know, I have to tell people, this Water and Salt book, The Essence of Life, it's a very heavy book. It's a couple of pounds, 2 or 3 pound book, 250 pages, and it talks about all kinds of things with respect to salt. It's all color plates. It is such an expensive book to produce. And it includes salt applications for eardrum infections, using for runny nose, congestion, all kinds of things. But the salt plates that are in there, I know, especially on page 138, it shows the salt magnification pictures. And when you do a picture of salt, of sodium chloride, the magnified pictures are so incredibly different, it doesn't even look like the same thing when you do the table salt from Himalayan mountains. The Himalayan mountain salt is absolutely almost looks like a different entity than table salt. So you have to understand the importance of it. And the reason why the body literally cries for all of these elements, which we're not getting in our diet, and why many people report just getting better just using Himalayan salt, I mean, in a short period of time. But there's another sort of oxymoron kind of thing. There's kind of a strange reaction. Salt Soleil. There are many people that report their blood pressure going down when they use Salt Soleil. Now, how can that happen? I'm going to have her tell us about Salt Soleil after this four-minute break. We're going to be back with our guest today, who, Darlene Cormier, an expert in Himalayan salt. She doesn't sell it. She just wants you to know about it. We'll be right back after this four-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
During the last 50 years, hundreds of thousands of military personnel have been involved in human experimentation and other intentional exposures conducted by the Department of Defense, often without a service member's knowledge or consent. That is the opening statement of Senate Report 103-97. The Atomic Vets, White Coat Vets, Vietnam Vets, Gulf War Vets, and now Gulf War II Vets, all used as unwitting subjects and exposed to chemicals, biologicals, radiation, experimental vaccinations, psychedelic drugs, depleted uranium, and more, and then denied treatment. Beyond Treason exposes these horrendous experiments and demands accountability. Beyond Treason comes with a CD-ROM that contains thousands of pages of documents to prove that our own government has been involved in what can only be described as activity that goes beyond treason. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit beyondtreason.com. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the DVD and the CD-ROM. Call 877-817-9829 and order today. What you will see goes beyond treason.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grape seed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Monday morning edition of the Power Hour. Man, this has been a powerful show so far. This is unreal. This is Dave.
And Joyce, and we're talking to our guest today, Darlene Cormier, and the subject is Himalayan salt. There are many people who report just feeling better by just eating salt, but not table salt, not sea salt, Himalayan salt. Not Celtic salt, but Himalayan salt. And we have it in the grinders at the Power Hour. You can grind your own. We have it in the Soleil form, and we'll tell you about that in just a minute. Or in the bath salt form. I'd love to take a bath with it. And in fact, the book Water and Salt says that if you take a bath with Himalayan salt on a full moon, that you will get essentially a three-day, what is similar to a three-day detox from your body of fasting. Now, Himalayan salt has, so many people have reported so many good things happening as a result of it. We carry it at the Power Hour. We even have the salt lamps, so you can get them by calling 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com and look how gorgeous these salt lamps are. Our guest today is an expert, literally an expert on Himalayan salt. She doesn't sell it. She's not involved with it in any way, shape, or form anymore, and she is just wanting us to understand, you know, all kinds of things that it can be used for. It can be used for an eye wash, for earaches, for just eating, just plain old eating, using it as a light. And now, we mentioned Salt Soleil as we were leaving during the break. Help us understand what Salt Soleil is and how it is that somebody might have a reaction of literally bringing down high blood pressure by actually eating salt, Darlene.
Well, many people call Salt Soleil just a brine solution. So you can think of just a salt solution. And nature has the way of making the recipe really easy. You need to use a glass container, and you would put, depending on the size of the glass container, a bunch of the salt chunks, salty crystals, and you would fill it up approximately 3/4 with the best quality water you can get, distilled water, spring water, and let it sit. And if you leave it sit overnight and you see crystals still in the bottom the next morning, nature has brought that salt solution to a 26% level. That's the maximum it can get. So that's why you don't have to be exactly precise on how many crystals and how much water. If the next morning there are no crystals left in the bottom, well, you need to add more salt until you can see them in the bottom and know for sure what the solution is. And then the salt water that's left, the brine solution or the Soleil solution, that is a sterile solution. It could be stored for years in a closed glass container. It won't change. It won't decompose. Of course, you'll use it before years, but it is a sterile solution at this point. Now, when you're starting to take it internally for your body to use it as a drinking therapy, if you take 1 teaspoon of that brine solution first thing in the morning, before you've had breakfast or anything, first thing in the morning, add it to a glass of fresh spring water or distilled water, and then you would drink that. That drinking therapy, you're actually replenishing essential minerals in the body. You're replenishing the electrolytes. You're harmonizing the alkaline acidity balance in the body. And, you know, just all of these things that's happening, you're normalizing your blood pressure. So sometimes we talk about it lowering blood pressure, but at the other end of the scale, it will also improve, you know, increased blood pressure if you have low blood pressure. In fact, you know, by starting to feed ourselves properly, it's even helping with skin diseases such as acne and eczema, where we're cleansing from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of good things that happen. During the first week of taking the brine solution, you'll notice many things, especially for the first week. It's acting like a cleanse, and so you don't want to be leaving the house too early. It could act like a colon cleanse. So you want to stay around for about 30 minutes after taking your brine solution. And this lasts just for the first week. Also, if your sinuses are congested, you're finding, you know, you're sneezing and expelling a lot of, you know, that's in there that you don't want to be in there. Also, coughing, it's helping clear any congestion that you might have. So for that first week, you're doing a real body cleanse by this. After the first week, you know, you don't have to worry about the eliminating aspect. And you just feel, you know, energy, bounciness, just life is better.
You know, I've had a lot of people say that. Now, just go easy on it the first week. Start out maybe with a quarter teaspoon if you need to, and monitor your blood pressure if you do have high blood pressure or low blood pressure, and see what happens. We're going to be right back after this three-minute break. Remember, there's a 20% special across the board at the Power Hour for almost everything. They'll tell you what's not on special, but it's very few items. 877-817-9829. This is for Monday and Tuesday only. Call the Power Hour. Back in 3 minutes with Darlene Cormier.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Wellness Resources has had a vision of helping people find safe and effective natural health options. Air pollution, chemicals and contaminants in our food and water, stress and fast foods all contribute to the health challenges we face today. Byron Richards, a board-certified clinical nutritionist, saw this challenge. He set out to personally develop a supplement line unsurpassed in quality and innovation. Wellness Resources was created to replace the nutrients that are absent from our diets today. Only the finest pharmaceutical-grade ingredients are used, and the result, I believe, is a line of truly high-quality supplements and formulas. Turn your life around with the nutritional supplements from Wellness Resources. Call 800-717-WELL or visit wellnessresources.com. For most of us, our diets just don't provide the basics, but you can be well again with Wellness Resources. Call for a catalog today. Dial 800-717-WELL. That's 800-717-9355 or visit wellnessresources.com. This is Joyce Riley saying, be well with Wellness Resources.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
All right, here we go. Back into the fray of things on this Monday morning. Welcome back to the Power Hour, 34 minutes past the hour, whatever hour you're sitting in. This is Dave.
And Joyce, and we thank you for joining the Power Hour. Tomorrow we're going to be talking to G. Edward Griffin. A couple of major subjects that he has done a tremendous amount of research in, the Federal Reserve. If you believe the Federal Reserve is real, well, tune in tomorrow morning. Also, Byron Richards, we're going to have him on for a whole hour because you haven't been able to get your nutritional questions answered, so we're going to have him on for an entire hour tomorrow. He is our nutritionist, board-certified nutritionist, who joins us for our weekly wellness update. Let me go back to the subject, because salt is an amazing life-giving force, and the book Water and Salt, The Essence of Life, by Dr. Barbara Hendel, is a book you're going to want to have, because it explains how to use salt therapy in psoriasis, in warts, in athlete's feet, in earaches, in just insect bites, allergies. I mean, it's amazing how something God gave us to use. He said, "I will give you everything that you need." Maybe Himalayan salt could be that for you. Now, this book is a $30 value. It is beautiful. It is color plates. It is 250-some pages of information on this subject. And the first 20 people that purchase $100 worth of products at the Power Hour are going to get the book free. You purchase $100 and you get $30 free in the value of this book by calling 877-817-9829. Now, today and tomorrow only, there's 20% off of everything at the Power Hour with just about four or five exclusions. That's it. Everything is 20% off, but you've got to call today and tomorrow. Or you need to call if you're going to write in your order and get your little number there so that they can give you the connecting number to your order so that you'll get credit for the 20% off special. Because this is only today and tomorrow. We've never done this before, but we want to do it for you to help you to stock up on some of the items that we think they are going to take away from us. And by that, I mean Codex Alimentarius. If you haven't followed it, you need to be aware of it. Because a lot of these items may not be available, and this is your chance to stock up. You can order everything all at once. 20% off special today and tomorrow at the Power Hour. 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Darlene, I just wanted to add, now you've seen the book Water and Salt, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have.
This is like the most beautiful book I've ever seen.
And it's also very easy to read. You know, so many scientific books, they're so hard to understand. You need another book to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
This one I find I use as a reference source a lot. And you were talking about the various other, you know, things you can use the salt for. It goes into so much detail, you know, like the acne, psoriasis, even using the neti pots to clean the sinuses, and you know, so folks with breathing problems, snoring problems, just so many things are available and easy to read book.
It is, and the neti pots are available at the Power Hour also. Now those are for putting a brine solution into your nose and literally cleansing out your sinuses, and it does work. We've had a number of testimonies on that. The neti pots, they look like a nightingale lamp. I keep mine in my bathroom. I think it's so attractive. It looks like a nightingale lamp, if you know what that white lamp that nurses use looks like. Anyway, we are talking about this salt subject because it is life-giving. It is something that we have to have. And if we're going to take salt, we need to have the best salt we possibly can have. Now, what other things do you use the salt for? I mean, do you use it in any way with your animals or with your garden or anything in that fashion?
Well, you can use it for salt licks for the animals, and in fact, you know, the larger chunks are available. Even the size for the fillet, the brine solutions, can be put in for, you know, with the horses' feed. They love them. My sister actually raises horses in Oklahoma, and she's been using them with the horses for years. They line up. They, you know, horses have their pecking order, and they'll push into position when they know she's adding salt.
Wow, that's interesting. I was not aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was not aware of that. Well, now, what does that do for a salt? I mean, for a horse. What does salt do for a horse?
Well, we're believers that, you know, kind of pets are people, too, and not that a horse is specifically a pet, but the same thing for their bodies as it is for our bodies, that back to the concept that life's springing from this primal ocean, you know, we all have the same needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so the energizing, the remineralizing, it'll do everything for an animal that it does a person.
And you know, on page 141 of this book on water and salt, Peter Ferreira and Dr. Hendel list all of the 87 items that are in salt, such as hydrogen, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluoride, sodium, magnesium, all the kinds of things that you're not going to get anywhere else. Chloride, you get the chloride, of course, sulfur, potassium, calcium. But it's like, these are your minerals. This is how you get your minerals. I mean, I cannot imagine going back now and not using what God gave us to use in the first place, the Himalayan salt, because that is where we're supposed to get part of our minerals from.
Mm-hmm. And I can't stress enough, it's not just the same minerals that we need, you know, the same, back to the 84 trace elements, that's exactly the same as our body, to our exact pH. And I think the pH is important. I know when folks, you know, I'll call it self-medicating, you know, often they don't know like how many milligrams of which vitamin do you need, and it seems to be really hard to find out the answers to those questions. You don't even have to think about it with the salt. The minerals that we need in this salt is the exact pH that we need it.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it pretty simple.
That's right. That's right. You know, I have to mention, because I love, and oh, by the way, I'll open up the phone lines, and I'm sorry I haven't opened up the phone lines today. If you have any questions for Darlene Carmier on the subject of salt, the number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. 877-259-9231, or to order it, it's 877-817-9829. One of the things we were talking about, and I was listening to some CDs yesterday as we were traveling to Kansas, negative thoughts also have a negative effect on human beings, and they can destroy a crystalline structure. And you look at the crystalline structure of salt versus, like, for instance, they show in the picture here on page 54. A lot of you have this book, so I'm giving you the reference. The ice crystal from the Holy Source of Lourdes in France looks different than the ice crystal from other places in the country. It also looks different than, of course, something that would look like the Himalayan salt. They even spoke the word Adolf Hitler, believe it or not, over salt, and it made the salt look different than the word love spoken over it. I mean, this is just, this is amazing.
Whoa.
To me. Yeah, this is amazing to me.
I've heard about this type of thing. If you play like classical music, Mozart or something like that, it affects the molecules, the structure, as opposed to playing like, say, heavy metal music or something.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
This is also one of the reasons that they don't use dynamite in the mines to get the salt. They're all hand-extracted, but when you use the dynamite, it also destroys that crystalline structure.
It's so important. I mean, they take care from the beginning to the end of this. But yeah, like you said, also, the quality of the water is important that you use with the salt. And why is it that the salt comes in a form, in a... it comes in a, I know, a shaker form that you can just actually use it right out of, I mean, in a powdered form, or you can use it in a grinder form. Is there some reason that the grinder form would be better or not? And I know it comes in a different kind of grinder.
Well, it's important to have ceramic blades in your grinder. Many people, I think, use the pepper grinders for their salt. And, I mean, sure, that will work and it'll crunch it for a short period of time. But the, you know, the salt will corrode and deteriorate those grinders. A ceramic grinder, it's a nice crisp, it will always, you know, a nice crisp cut. And I just feel there's the ambiance and the, you know, the joy of grinding it in the moment. The other salt that you can just shake, we've ground it for you. So it's been ground properly in a, you know, like sterile food processing conditions. So it can be used as well. But there's just something about grinding and the freshness that, that appeals to me.
It really is.
And also when you use the, you know, the clear grinders, just the beauty of its salt itself, it ranges in color from a clear white crystal through to a peachy apricot color, and it's just beautiful to look at.
It is. And I can attest to the fact that you don't want to use your pepper grinder, listeners. I tried that one first, and that's why we offer the Power Hour grinder, the ceramic blade grinder, with the salt in it, so please take advantage of getting that. You know, they talk about using a sinus flush, an eye wash, an ear pack, a salt bath. I mean, the applications of salt are so amazing. I mean, it can be used in so many different ways. A salt mask even can be used, or a Soleil mud mask.
Yes, there was one point I wanted to mention with the bath. When you're doing the therapeutic bath with the salt solution, it's really, you know, often we run a very hot bathtub and jump in, and it's very good to have the temperature of the water at your body temperature, so just a lukewarm temperature, and using about a cup of the salt. So this is more than you would say sometimes use if you're just having a quick bath through the week. This is considered a therapeutic bath. You'd actually sit in the bath for, you know, let's say 20 minutes, half an hour, and after that bath, you're detoxifying. After that bath, I wouldn't want you to towel off or even shower. You know, just kind of stand and let the water drip for a few minutes, and you want to lay down, and you'll probably fall asleep for about an hour. It's a very good bath if you're not sleeping well, or, you know, just you need to relax, you need to rest. We really want you to, you know, lay down, because not drive a car. You're too relaxed at that point, and
yes.
It's a very good bath to do. That type of bath you might do once a month, and as you were saying, on the full moon is a good time.
I know that sounds strange, and I never would have believed that, but there's something about that. Now, what about for the use of babies or young children?
We don't consider any difference. That, you know, the physical makeup of babies, it's not harsh on their skin. You know, there's nothing negative I can think of that would really harm them. They're the same as we are. And think of the amniotic fluid that they've come from. It would be the same salt solution to the same percentages as this, you know, as the salt you'd be using.
I can't imagine something with so many applications to it and so effective, listeners. It just amazes me to think that you can bathe in it, you can drink it, you can put it up your nose. And explain the neti pot just real quickly to people.
Yes, I think of the neti pot as those little single-looking teapots where you would do, you know, a single cup of tea. It looks similar to that. And this is kind of hard to describe on the radio, but what you would use the brine solution or the filet solution, and you would further dilute it. The instructions are with the neti pots. And what you're thinking of, if you can tip your head so that one nostril is directly above the other, so your head is on the side, you would put the neti pot up close fitting to your nostril, the top nostril, and literally pour it slowly. The salt solution will go through your sinus cavities and drain out the bottom nostril. Mm-hmm. The first time you do this, the feeling is a little, I'll just call it weird.
It is, yes.
You can still breathe through your mouth, you know, you're not going to drown or anything, but sometimes we get a little panicky feeling when there's something unknown about to happen. And then you'll find it's very comfortable. I'm not saying this that it's uncomfortable. It's very comfortable, but you just have to get your mind over it the first time. Mm-hmm. And you would pour this, and the salt is brine solution is clearing the sinus cavities and dripping out the bottom nostril. So you want to be over a sink or something, mm-hmm, as you're doing it. And I don't know if you can picture that, but it's you just bend your head forward and then tilt your head so that, you know, you can pour into the top nostril, drip out the bottom nostril.
And you did an excellent job of describing that. Excellent job. And it is severe. It feels weird the first few times you do it, but all of a sudden you will see the tremendous effect that it has. Let me go to Janice in Montana. Janice, you're on the air with Darlene Cormier. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I have your salt lamps in the bedroom. Can we put a cotton cloth dark one over the top of that? Will there still be a benefit at night? Because we like to sleep with the dark.
I tend to, rather than say a cotton cloth, Janice, I look at, you know, maybe could you make a little tent with a hardcover book and just, you know, perhaps put that towards you so that it's still open in the back. With things like lamps and that, I like to have, you know, not other things touching it. I mean, they are, you know, CSA approved for both the U.S. and Canada, and I don't expect anything to happen. They don't get burning hot, but they do warm up. And it's a precaution instead of putting something directly on it.
And I think you're being very conscious about that. But you know what I do is I fixed a, because I had the same situation. I like to sleep in the dark. And literally, for melatonin to work, you need to have a dark enough room to where you cannot read in it. And I put a cardboard. I made a cardboard tent over mine so that part of it in the back can show and just let it just touch on the top. And that way it stays on and I can keep it on without having the light. But I think that keeping them on 24 hours a day is really important. Janice, which kind of lamp do you have?
Oh, well, we have the first one. They look like kind of mountainous. And I think I have one just about every room, but they're kind of an odd shape. They're not the oval or the first ones that you sold. And
they're just the natural shapes, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they often remind, those are, I think, they are the most popular selling. The shapes, you know, certainly look like planets or, you know, pyramids, different shapes. But I think the more common are the little ones look like mountaintops.
And Janice, don't you feel different when it's on?
Well, yes, I do, and it's kind of like washing the ocean or something. I mean, it's it is very relaxing.
It is.
If I get any complaints at all, and this is a joke, people tell me they fall asleep watching their lamps.
It is just, you can't explain it until you have it in your room. And like she says, it gives off negative ions, which are the good ones, to overcome, to help neutralize the positive ions. Well, thank you very much, Janice, for the phone call. I appreciate that. You know, we even have them in crosses, the shape of a cross. At one point, we had one in the shape of a horse. We don't any longer. They do come in some carved out shapes, but the ones that are the most popular are the natural ones that look just like, just simply look like the chunk of salt. And I think they I've never done this, of course, but I would imagine that this would be just incredible in a baby's room or in a nursery.
We sell a lot for night lights in the baby's rooms, or not just the baby's rooms, but the hallways, too. You know, your little dark corners in the house so that you don't have to get up and turn lights on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Darlene, we've got to go. Thank you so much for joining us on the Power Hour today. You're incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
Oh, what a joy. What a joy she is. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hey, I got some news for you. Stay tuned.
No kidding.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.
Nope, not gonna do it.
We'll keep the new world order from putting us down. No, we won't back down.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of today's installment of the Power Hour. This is Dave.
And Joyce, and the only time we've ever done this is today and tomorrow. 20% off of almost everything at the Power Hour. That does not include the wheatgrass kits and a few other things, but 20% off at the Power Hour of everything almost across the board. 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Monday and Tuesday of this week only. Now, let me just remind you that, now this is the week of Mother's Day, in case this program is ever replayed, it won't be happening again. Let me just also tell you that I got an email from MRN, and I want to thank you very much for this email. Dear Dave and Joyce, I was intrigued by the name of the company led by former Treasury Secretary Snow, that's John Snow, that is taking over Chrysler. Now, the company that is taking over Chrysler or is acquiring Chrysler from Daimler Chrysler is called Cerberus. Cerberus. She says, or he says, Maggie says, that is the name of the multi-headed, snake-tailed dog monster, that guards the gates of the underworld. Hades of hell to us. I guess this is a subtle way of saying that Chrysler is going to hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, what she says is very interesting. Now, this is a unique Greek mythology three-headed watchdog who guards the entrance to the lower level of the world, Hades. It is a child of the giant Typhon and Echidna, a monstrous creature herself, being half woman and half snake. That's the definition, if you go to the Encyclopedia Mythica, of Cerberus, Cerberus. Originally, the dog was portrayed having 50 or 100 heads, but was later pictured with three heads. Anyway, in Roman mythology, the Trojan prince, Aeneas, and Psyche were able to pacify it with honey cake. So, interesting little combination there, I find.
Symbology, really, they play a lot of games with our heads with symbology.
Oh, no kidding. And that's former Secretary of the Treasury, John Snow, who's just fortunate to have been in the right place at the right time, wink, wink, to be able to obtain Chrysler from Daimler Chrysler.
Mm-hmm. What is happening to America?
Yeah, and tomorrow we're going to be talking to J. Edward Griffin. He is the expert on the Federal Reserve, or, well, one of the most outspoken experts. He wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. So if you think that the Federal Reserve is federal, tune in tomorrow and we'll tell you why it is only quasi, and I do mean only quasi, federal. You're going to learn an awful lot about the monetary system in this country. The expert, G. Edward Griffin, will be joining us tomorrow.
All right, let me see if we have enough time to get to this thing. Just a quote here says, I'm very sad to say David Griffin seems to be on the right side of the issue. And it's a letter from Andrea in New York, and she writes...
This is regarding 9/11?
Yeah, this is regarding 9/11. She says, I declined a friend who begged me to read this book at least three times. I was vaguely aware that there were alternative conspiracy theories other than the official one that existed. And any time an alternative conspiracy was mentioned, I casually went and chuckled. Well, about a week ago, against what I thought was my good judgment, I buckled down and promised my friend I would read the book. And at that time, I thought I'd skim through it, leaving the TV on in the background. Well, I haven't put the book down except for the 9 hours that I'm at work during the day. My husband has been completely puzzled by my bookworm behavior.
What is the book?
It is, she's been basically David Griffin's, the New Pearl Harbor book.
Whoa.
Right now, as I write this, I feel honestly sick to my stomach. I've cried myself to sleep the last two nights.
We're going to be back tomorrow.
All too much to handle at one time.
With more news that they seem to lose. Stay tuned to the Power Hour tomorrow.
That's right. Byron Richards will join us in the third hour. All the more reason for everybody to stand up, stretch those legs, take a deep breath and scream from the top of the lungs and the bottom of the souls. There it is. We will not stop. God bless you all.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day.